This episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks is brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. The Mason Jar is the official Gamecock bar for the New York City area. Fans and alumni of USC can come by the jar for some great barbecue, cold drinks, and of course, to watch the Gamecocks in any sport, all while surrounded by South Carolina memorabilia. If you want to get a slice of game day in Columbia all while in the Big Apple, head to the Mason Jar on East 30th Street. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 103 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And I hope y'all had a great weekend out there. It was a big weekend, jam-packed weekend with sports, professional, college, good games all around. There was a lot going on. It was a great weekend to be a sports fan, where you could just sit back, relax, and just enjoy the festivities. So I hope y'all had a fantastic weekend and are ready to take on this week, as it is another great week to be a Gamecock. The vibes are up again. It is great. We're relaxing. We're chilling. We got the memes. We got all this jazz, and nothing better than going into Saturday night looking for a win and Sunday morning when you found one. I know I've said that like 1,000 times on this show, but it's a fantastic saying. So going to, of course, spend a lot of this episode recapping the football game from this past weekend. But before I do, we got some big updates from around USC athletics, starting with Saturday. Unfortunately, women's volleyball lost to Ole Miss 1-3. And swimming and diving also did not have their best day. The men lost 115 to 179. The women's lost 122 to 179, both to UNC. But the big news from Sunday was that women's soccer beat Alabama 1-0 to win the SEC. They won the SEC tournament. It is fantastic. Alabama was the number one seed, if I'm not mistaken. I think we were the number two seed. But wow, huge, huge, huge congrats to the women's soccer team. That is an incredible accomplishment. And it was so cool to follow along with that season. I mean, you know, I give these little updates here and there, but it was just at one point in the year, it was like, wait a minute, like the women's soccer team just keeps winning. Like they're ranked, and then they get another big win. They're still ranked, and then another big win, and so cool to see. So I don't know what's next for their team. I don't know if there's a NCAA tournament or what happens next, but right now they are SEC champions, and that is an amazing accomplishment. So huge shout out to them. If anyone knows anyone on the soccer team, send them my congrats. It's a huge accomplishment. And moving on to another big accomplishment from the weekend was out of the football program. Y'all know Saturday night, South Carolina goes into Nashville and beats Vanderbilt 38-27 to secure a 6th win and bowl eligibility for the second year in a row. Back-to-back times going to a bowl game in the Shane Beamer era to kick that off. And wow, like it is just what the doctor ordered. You know, I'm going to get into a little bit more specifics in a little bit here, but to be able to go in there after sort of a tough week, you know, and then execute the way that they did and to get that bowl win, it's just what the doctor ordered. You know, we saw a little bit of razzle dazzle. We saw some effort. We saw a good showing from the Gamecock fans, and that's just what we needed. You know, at one point, you know, I mean, of course, Vanderbilt is, you know, not as bad as they once were a year, two, 3 years ago even. But at some point, you know, Vandy's going to Vandy. You know what I mean? Like, this was a time where you're the bigger, faster, more physical team. You just got to, you know, line up and hit someone in the chest. And that's exactly what we needed to do as a team, just go in there and beat up someone, let out some frustration. And that's what we did. And then to go into, you know, there's three games left of the regular season. We now know we'll be playing in another one, which is so cool to say. But to just be able to look at these three games and say, all right, like, we can improve here. Like, we know we're an improved football team from last year. We've seen it, and we might have let one or two slip away. And that's all right. But what are you going to do about it? You know, can you go into a Florida and say, you know what, like, we're going to get ours. You know, they're a team fighting for bowl eligibility themselves. They're going to be hungry, but we don't have to play with that pressure. We can go and say, we're going to be the hunter here. We want to improve on our win total year over year, and we're going to chase seven. Can you take a different mentality into a Tennessee game or a team in the upstate? Maybe you can now. And I just think it will put a different vibe in the building in a good way. And it's just what the doctor ordered. It's so cool to see. Go into a bowl game. You know, if you haven't seen my social media, you know, what do you do when your team secures a bowl bid? You take a picture with a bowl. I was at the Mason Jar. I asked for a bowl, and I literally took a picture with, like, a soup bowl. So would definitely suggest hopping on either of my social medias because I posted them there, because that's just that's the rule. I don't make it up, you know. That's a rule. When your team goes bowling, you take a picture with a soup bowl. But going to jump into what I liked and didn't like from the game here. Starting with the whole team, I really liked the intensity and effort. You know, they came out of the gates with that correct mindset needed to win on the road in the SEC. And this has been sort of an up and down theme with this team this year. Sometimes they've come out of the gates with this and things have gone well, especially lately, right? Kentucky, A&M, now Vandy. However, there have been times where we saw sluggish starts, maybe not that effort and intensity, especially in the SEC. Look at the Mizzou game, you know, weeks 2 and 3, even Georgia State a little bit. So this was a big, not a question mark, but this was a big area that needed to be checked off when you are still vying for bowl eligibility in what really was a must-win game. So that was great to see. Also, I loved Beamer Ball, Lembo Ball. Shout out to Kai Kroger, a.k.a. the best quarterback in the SEC. Yeah, that's right. The best kept secret of the SEC is the South Carolina punter, who has a rocket arm. Just an amazing fake field goal. Throw to Tonka Hemingway with a little run after the catch, too. Little stiff arm. Shout out Tonka, man. I mean, so cool to see his growth from when he first stepped on campus to now really getting a lot of that praise. The SEC Network crew, they showed him before the game on the sideline, highlighting his ability, and it's just so cool to see. Now, on the offensive side of the ball, what I liked was, it's funny to say. I had to, like, kind of be like, all right, I'm really going to say this, but I really liked the creativity and the pace of play, especially in the first half, almost exclusively in the first half. But it we talked about it all year, about starting fast and for them to take advantage of that early turnover was just so great to see. Like, finally putting that together in a big moment, you know? I mean, and it was so cool to see Wildcock with Dakarrion Joyner. Like, something we've been calling for years. Like, don't just have him as a gadget running back. Use him to make decisions that a quarterback does, you know? And that seemed to loosen up our team, get the energy up. You know, it was a wrinkle that opposing defenses, they really hadn't seen all this year, right? And again, with this game effectively being a must win, got to give credit to Sat for dusting off that playbook. I mean, it must have been just sitting there since the Duke's Mayo Bowl. They must have just been sitting there. Like, so he dusted it off and it's like, all right, DK Joyner, like, you got some skills. Let's see what you got. And man, did he deliver. I mean, that pass to Juice, like, he was on the run. He had to make the play. Juice, incredible catch and run. It was just very cool to see, you know, and scoring 17 points in the first quarter, 31 in the first half. Like, I truly had to, like, rub my eyes, like, like, what am I watching here? Like, who's calling these plays? What offense is this? You know, I had to make sure I was seeing things correctly, you know. And earlier in the day on College Game Day, we were on Bear's big board. He picked Vandy plus 6.5, saying that our offense is hard to watch. You know, I was like, yeah, I mean, that may be the truth, but come on, man, like, give me a break, like, on national TV. And, you know, this offensive staff had a game plan to execute and maybe act a little differently, you know, approach the game a little differently. And it worked. You know, I also liked Spencer Rattler's game. You know, felt like going into this game, there was that opportunity to have a big game, given Vanderbilt's statistics on pass defense and defense in general. And I mean, Rattler delivered. Especially with Lloyd out, you needed your quarterback who has the ability, who has that star power to step up. Went 16 for 23, 186 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I mean, that's efficient. You know, the yards weren't anything crazy, but that's efficient, good yardage, 3 touchdowns. He looked comfortable and was able to take care of the ball, throw it away when necessary, not take stupid sacks, but he made some big time throws, like nice throws. Like that one to Leggett in the end zone, that was a money throw. And the other one he had to Van, little bit risky there, but you know, he put it up high and he knew that Van was in the advantageous position to go up there and get it. And guess what? That's what he did. Also, shout out Josh Van. Loved seeing him get his. So cool to see the reaction on the sideline with that too. Also, keeping it rolling, this is weird to say, I got this much good stuff to say about the offense. What a pleasant surprise. But finally, Jaheim Bell getting his touches. Thank heavens. I think he had 19 total touches combined with, you know, rushes and then catches. He had some big plays. You know, he got his, right? And once again, it just shows that when he is involved, good things happen. You know, I don't love him coming out of the backfield. I believe he was technically even our leading rusher with like 56 yards. But getting him the ball is important, right? Moving him around, keeping him on the field. I would have liked to see him a little bit more, but, you know, 19 touches, that's really good. Now, what I didn't like was it kind of felt like in the second half we might have took our foot off the gas a little bit. Only scored 7 points in the second half. And I understand that part of that might be playing a little bit more conservative with the lead, especially late, but I would have liked to see them continue to be more aggressive, especially early in the second half. I also didn't like a handful of play calls in the short yardage situations. You know, there were a few times where I would have liked just more simple run plays, get a few yards, move the change, but swing passes were called, other plays were called, and, you know, it was like a toss-up if they worked or not. So, again, keeping it simple sometimes is the best thing to do, and it is something that we've seen Sat struggle with. But overall, I mean, whoever it was, whether it was Sat or someone else secretly, like, they called a hell of a game. They got that early lead, took advantage of the turnover early, and it worked out well. Now, moving over to the defense, what did I like? Loved turnovers. Turnovers, getting Apple turnovers. It was just awesome. It is well documented that when South Carolina creates turnovers, the team tends to win, and that held up Saturday night. the opening drive pick by Darius Rush, that just set the tone for the night and made the statement that it was going to be a long night for Vanderbilt and our defense was here to play. You know, I think it was four total turnovers or so on the night. And that's just a testament to good, aggressive defense, making plays when it counts, going after the ball, and it ultimately helped, right? It helped set the tone, helped turn momentum, helped win the game. You know, I also liked the defensive line disrupting the quarterbacks, quarterbacks with an S because they had two play. Two sacks, four QB hurries, that's what you need. You know, that's what you want to do against a team that has less talent than you, frankly. And we've seen this defensive line play better in the back half of the schedule, and it continued, right? Now, what I didn't like on the defensive side was it was a bit of a struggle to adjust to the more mobile quarterback once Vandy had to bring that guy in because of the injury. He gave the defense some challenges, and it was tough to see because he was able to keep drives alive with his feet, scoring as well. Like, it was just tough, right? And that's not the first time we've seen more mobile quarterbacks present a big challenge for the defense. Now, on the flip side, you know, again, we won the game, well, you know, handedly, but this can be good preparation for an Anthony Richardson or Hendon Hooker in the weeks to come. So seeing a more mobile quarterback up close and personal live before you're facing them could help. I also don't love the point total, giving up 27 points. You know, I mean, the last six were, you know, my opinion, more a result of playing back, more of a prevent situation. But even so, that's above our season average. And even before that, there were a few drives that got away from us and would really like to see that cleaned up. But, I mean, overall for the game, this is massive. This is a huge, huge win. Like, don't sit there and say, well, it was just Vandy or, you know, with the backup quarterback, this, that. Like, everyone's banged up at this point in the year in the SEC. And securing a bowl bid for the second year in a row in what feels like forever is huge, right? It's huge for the program to continue to solidify its status, and it's huge for Shane Beamer and recruiting to continue to prove that the team is on the come up. You know, like getting to play, whether it's, you know, this will probably be December, you know, but getting to play that extra game is huge, right? Because recruits want to see a program that is trending well, and when you get to the bowl game, it proves that. And maybe getting to the bowl game a little earlier than you did last year is huge. And for the current team, those extra practices, they really do mean something. I know that's a little silly to say, but it does mean something, especially for younger players who are going to be replacing upperclassmen. And, you know, I've said this before, that the minimum expectation at a program like ours in USC, like the minimum expectation should be six wins, getting to a bowl. Like, if you can't do anything else in a given year, get to six. Shane Beamer's now done that 2 years in a row with three games left to play this year. So who knows? Maybe there's even more. But he'll be the first to tell you that that's not what he's in the business of. He's not in the business of just getting to six wins, getting to a bowl, and moving on. He wants to improve. But to me, finding a level of consistency is incredibly important and hard to do. So now Shane Beamer can say, all right, well, I got us to a bowl 2 years in a row. Like, I am establishing a floor for this program, which is what the floor should be, six wins. And then, in theory, the only way is up from there. You can bring in some new recruits, work the portal, maybe a new guy calling plays, but whatever it is. But if you can say, like, we have a culture and we got a staff in place and we got a pipeline of talent that it's going to be six wins, like, you know, that means it's an up and down year, but going to be six wins and just got to get it rolling a little bit more, got to get a couple more classes in here, and then we'll really be cooking. So it's huge, right? And especially after a disappointing loss, for Beamer to get this team ready and energized to go on the road and get that win, it's impressive. And I don't think that should be overlooked at all. You know, I understand there's a talent gap with Vandy, but not every coach can rally their team to buck up and play up to their ability after a rather demoralizing loss. And that right there is a hitch that a hitch that that's a trait that you can hitch your wagon to. You know, that's a guy you want leading your program who's going to be like, okay, we had a little adversity. We're going to weather this. We're going to come together and we're going to get the job done. And that's exactly what Shane Beamer did. And that's what he's done a couple times already in his tenure here. Get his guys to rally after a tough loss. That is a good trait. You know, learning how to handle success, like when you get that ranking and you're playing a big game at home, like that should come. I'd rather have a guy have to learn how to handle that than, you know, learning how to handle a loss and making sure that it's not a guy where things spiral, if you're following my thought process. To have a guy like Shane Beamer who can be calm in the storm, where there was a lot of just tough publicity, tough vibes after that Mizzou game, for him to say, guys, let's come together here. We know we're better than that. We know that we slipped up. We effed up. We got a good chance in front of us here at Vanderbilt. Let's go take care of business. He talked to the defense. Get turnovers. They got turnovers. Talk to Lembo. I need you to make a play. They made a play. He talked to the offensive staff and said, you got to get your heads out of your butts. They got their heads out of their butts and they put up, what was it, 38 points? And that's it. And so we're going bowling. Who's going to a bowl game? Us. It's going to be awesome. So with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.